This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, where, yes, I'm still riding high on the Birds Super Bowl win. I'm sure you are too. And I know that spring training is literally back today. Pitchers and catchers have reported to Clearwater. By the way, I'm recording this on Wednesday. I'm not. This will be out on Thursday while you're listening to this. This will be out the day you're listening on Thursday. But look, I got to work overnight, and I figure it's better for me and better for you, the listener, because I am in a better state after or before I go into work, you know, an overnight shift rather than having worked an overnight shift and blah, 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 whatever. You get it. Anyway, so I'm recording this late Wednesday afternoon. So pitchers and catchers is reported today, but it'll be yesterday for you. You get it. But all that stuff, pitchers and catchers reported today. But man, I still like am in shock. Real quick, not making it as long as I did on Monday, but real quick, still in like just in shock that the Birds won their second Super Bowl, and then just in the fashion they did it over the Chiefs. It's incredible. Parade is Friday. This is quite a week. Man, quite a week as a Philly sports fan. I know not as many people are excited right now about the Phils as normally would anyway, just because, I mean, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. So when that happens, just naturally not going to be as excited as about Philly's baseball being back. But I'm here to try to get you excited as possible. Because spring training, we are here. We are, what, 10 days away from the first spring training game when the Phils will play the Detroit Tigers. So what I got for you today, it's the spring training preview. What you need to know, we're going to get into my five storylines, my top five storylines I am looking forward to for spring training for the Phils. And then we'll do a few other things to note with following spring training right now, a little bit of around Major League Baseball. And that's pretty much it. So we're going to start here with our preview. What you need to know right now on the first day or day after, whichever you want it to be, that pitchers and catchers report to Clearwater. So what you need to know. Pitchers and catchers reported to Clearwater. Have already stated the obvious, but that is the number one thing. That is what you need to know from spring training. That the pop of the mitt, man. Just hearing that. When you see Wheeler hitting Real Muto's mitt, oh, it's beautiful. It honestly might be the best sound in sports. It's the best sound in sports. It's number one. You know, other ones that I'll put up there You know, that's number one. Doesn't matter about the other ones. What matters is the baseball part. So, but hearing the pop of that mitt means that pitchers and catchers have reported, and the Phils reported to Clearwater today. First full squad workout will be this coming Monday. And then after that, when we, you know, get closer and closer to opening day, which will be in late March against the Nationals, the first Grapefruit League game will be against the Tigers on February 22nd. Again, about 12 days from now. And then the home opener at Babe Care Ballpark will be versus the Baltimore Orioles, which will be the next day on the 23rd. So that is what you need to know. Pitchers and catchers reported today. First full squad workout Monday. First two games will be against the Tigers and Orioles, respectively, on the 22nd and 23rd of this month. Okay, let's get into storylines. So number one, the first, not number one, but the first storyline, I didn't really rank these, but I guess maybe I rank these mentally about which I'm most excited about. And you can maybe tell me which ones you're most excited about as well. And you can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. First storyline I'm looking forward to, and I just wish we're going to see a lot of them this spring. It's probably not going to work out that way, unfortunately. But the young kids, the young guys, Painter, Miller, Crawford, which I guess more or less are the big three as far as when you're looking at the Phils' top prospects. Unfortunately, you know, Aiden Miller, Andrew Painter, and Justin Crawford are the big three. And fortunately, we're probably not going to see much of these guys in spring training action. They will all be at camp, but I don't think we're going to see them in many games or anything like that, at least according to Todd Zalecki, who wrote an article recently about the storylines he's following. But, you know, hopefully we get to see him in some action. And I'm like 99.9% sure we're not going to see Painter in really any action, because Phillies have already stated multiple times, like Dombrowski has talked about it, you know, a few times, you know, during the offseason, basically saying that they have a plan in place for Andrew Painter and how they're going to ramp him up this year, and they really want to be cautious. And they basically have already said that Painter's not going to pitch in any Grapefruit League games. So we're really not going to see Andrew Painter at all, unfortunately. But hopefully we get to see Aiden Miller and Justin Crawford. I would like to, I just want to see them. I want to see them play. You know, Phillies brass, do your thing. But at the same time, I want to see these guys play, man. I want to see these guys play. I'm excited about, you know, to a certain extent. You want this Phillies core to win right now, obviously, especially after seeing the Birds win a Super Bowl. But you want to see the Phillies core win right now with the guys they have, and the Harpers and the JTs and the Schwarbers and the Wheelers and Knowles and all that. But I think, you know, if you're a fan, you still get excited about what's going to come afterwards as well. And Painter, you know, Andrew Painter, Aiden Miller, and Justin Crawford are, you know, they're supposed to be the next, you know, the faces of potentially the next, you know, era of Phillies baseball, if they don't get traded. Let's not put that out there, but you never know. But, and if they're going to get traded for somebody, that makes sense. But anyway, so that's my number one storyline, is those three guys, Painter, Miller, and Crawford. If we see them at all, I'll be excited as anything, because really, with all these other storylines I'm mentioning here, not that they're not worthy of storylines, but at the end of the day, spring training, like, let's be honest, like, in the grand scheme of things, once we get to regular season baseball, like, you know, doesn't really matter. But at least in spring training, especially two guys like Miller and Crawford, who are probably a little farther away than, but not a little, they are farther away than Andrew Painter, you want to see them get some action, and I want to be excited. And I, you know, as a fan, I get excited to see these guys get opportunities in any capacity. I want to see what they could potentially be, you know, as a major leaguer, you know, in the coming year. So, Pater, Miller, and Crawford, the young kids, that is my first storyline for spring training. Second, the new guys. The new guys being Jesus Luzardo, Max Kepler, Jordan Romano, and Joe Ross. Those are pretty much all the offseason signings that I can think of. I can't really think of anybody else. I feel like I'm missing somebody. Is there maybe there's a bench bat somewhere around there? Not really, though. I don't think so. Kepler was that guy as far as offense goes. But look, again, like I said, and I've said this the last couple of years doing the podcast, I mean, spring training doesn't mean a whole lot. You know, I remember Jake Cave, was it 2023? Jake Cave had like a big spring training, but that didn't really mean much. But again, guys in new uniforms with, you know, in the pinstripes, Luzardo, and it's going to bleed into my next, storyline here, but Luzardo, I'm probably looking forward to the most just because, you know, a couple of years ago was one of the better left-handed starters in baseball. So I want to see what he's going to be able to add to this, you know, stacked rotation. Max Kepler, you know, somebody that I want to see maybe return to where he was a couple of years ago with the Twins. Doesn't need to be the 36 homer guy that he was like 5 years ago with that 2019 record-setting Twins team. But still, I would want to see Kepler, you know, be somebody in this outfield that's really going to help this Phillies offense. Romano, I mean, he's somebody I definitely want to, you know, see be able to kind of get off to a good start in the spring just because he's coming off an injury. And, you know, years prior, he was one of the better, you know, right-handed closers in, you know, the American League and Major League Baseball. So Romano is somebody that I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to be able to do in the spring. And Joe Ross is the last one and he's supposed to be a swingman. So the new guys are my second storyline here. Number three, kind of alluded to this with Luzardo. I'm excited about this rotation. And if you've listened to the podcast, you know, throughout the offseason, you've heard me talk about, you know, since they acquired Luzardo, that I'm stoked about this, what this rotation could do. Does that mean I feel like amazing about, you know, the Phillies heading into 2025? No, but like, look, I am a pitching guy. I really enjoy pitching the most probably in baseball. Love baseball in general, but you get the point. Really love.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Of pitching, and just this rotation could be so, like, it could be the best in baseball. And I know that the Dodgers is probably the number one rotation people are looking at because now the addition of Sasaki, and you just signed a two-time Cy Young Award winner in Blake Snell. I mean, you have an absolutely loaded rotation down there in LA, and I think for LA, it's more about the depth. Not that the Phillies don't, but the Dodgers really do have the depth. And this Phillies team, though, like looking at this rotation, 1-5, from Wheeler, Sanchez, Nola, Lizardo, and Ranger. And Ranger's an interesting one, too. Ranger's kind of a, he's more of a regular season storyline for me. I've seen people putting this in their spring training storylines. Ranger's more of a regular season storyline, but still, you know, Ranger just in general, watch to watch. He's a storyline to watch in general. But just the rotation, I'm just so excited about, you know, what this rotation could potentially be this year, could how they could potentially carry them throughout the season. We saw through good parts of the season last year where, you know, one through even at times Spencer Turnbull, who's on the team this year. But Spencer Turnbull, I mean, like 1-5, those guys like carried them for good chunks of the year. Okay, so the rotation I'm really excited about. Number four storyline, I mean, this is an interesting one just because, you know, at some point, like the battle for center field, Brandon Marsh, Johan Rojas, because it looks like Kepler's going to be the left fielder and Castellanos will be the right fielder. I was really hoping Marsh would be the standout, you know, the guy to come out there. I thought last year could potentially be a breakout year for Marsh, but it wasn't, and he still cannot hit lefties. And then the other side, Johan Rojas, not making many gains, you know, at the plate last season and his, you know, in his second year. I guess it was his first full year, technically, I guess. But he did just have, you know, for what it's worth, he did just have success in the Dominican Winter League. I think he won, like, the Rookie of the Year and the Gold Glove, like, in the Dominican League. I could be wrong on that, but either way, yet he had success. He was all around very good baseball player down there in the Dominican Winter League. For what it's worth, hopefully he uses that as a momentum. Hopefully he's going to be able to, I don't think they need him to blossom in anything, but at least make strides. I mean, because, hey, you know, next couple of years, I mean, especially, you know, this year, maybe 2026, big years for Johan Rojas to show that he can at least be a league average bat, even if it's a little down below that, because he's not been great. So, and after 23, I had been, you know, I had advocated for Johan, but did not look like it after that postseason in 2023 and 2024. He had not very good, had tiny little flashes, but not enough to feel good about. And the last storyline to follow for spring training, I know it's not the end all be all here or anything. You know, JT's still the guy. I still think JT is a productive starting catcher for the Phillies. Rafael Marchand and Garrett Stubbs. Looks like that's going to be a battle for the backup catcher. Hey, Marchand, when he was in, 17 games last year? Slugged like .545, .546. Rafael Marchand and Stubbs, there could be a real battle there. I think Stubbs has a minor league option remaining. Maybe we see Marchand make the opening day roster and Stubbs will be the starter down there in AAA. But the only thing about Marchand is that he's dealt with injuries. So that's really something to watch, even if Marchand does make the opening day roster, something to watch. But We'll see. Marshawn and Stubbs, who is going to make the opening day roster? I mean, I would like to see Marshawn get that shot, but again, injuries have not been, very kind to him. Other things to note for spring training, I'll give one of these honorable mention as a storyline. Final bench spot, Weston Wilson. I would like to see Weston Wilson up in the big leagues. Hit for the cycle last year. I mean, dude's got a lot of power. I like what he provides for the Phils, potentially off the bench. And even maybe he, could get some spot starts out there in left field if Kepler gets a day off, or maybe he's not what we were hoping him to be. What Weston Wilson, I think, is a good option. I mean, Cody Clemens is probably the other option, but I think I prefer Weston Wilson, personally. Weston Wilson, I think I prefer a little more than Cody Clemens. So that's another storyline to watch throughout spring training. Weston Wilson, Cody Clemens, who do you take there? Other thing to note, I didn't realize this. I forgot. The return of the traditional uniforms. I love it. We're getting the traditional uniforms back. Tim Kelly of On Pattison tweeted out a picture of, it was Max Lazar and Taijuan Walker, and both of them, I mean, they look like normal Phillies jerseys. The lettering is much bigger. It's not what it was last year. Or there's the Fanatics uniforms, I believe, right? They sucked. I mean, they were awful. I usually like some things that people like complain and go crazy about. I'm just like, man, dude, just settle down. But I'll be honest, I'm looking at these jerseys and I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is it. So it looks like the lettering and the traditional uniforms back to normal. And it's good to see it out there in Clearwater as we're getting a first look at it. Thanks to Tim Kelly of On Pattison. He tweeted out a picture there. So we all got to see a glimpse of those traditional uniforms returning to what they should be. To what they should be. So that is your spring training preview for today. You can let me know everything, all your thoughts, the storylines, anything that I mentioned here. I would love to know what you're thinking, how you're feeling about the Phils heading into Clearwater / spring training. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_, and we can talk. All right, around Major League Baseball. So a couple of things happening, one thing happening, a couple of things we're looking at in MLB. Marlins reaching a one-year deal with right-hander Cal Quantrill. So Cal Quantrill is now, who is a former Guardian, former Rocky, now heading to the Marlins on a one-year deal. We'll be right here in the National League East. Alex Bregman. Looking like he's probably going to sign soon with a team. Still, we're heading into spring training here. Still does not have a team he has signed with. According to ESPN's Buster Olney, Bregman is likely to sign with either the Cubs, Red Sox, or the Detroit Tigers. So it looks like he's either going to be with Chicago, Boston, or Detroit. MLB Network insider JP Morosi, he confirmed this past Monday that Bregman has received multi-year offers from each of those clubs recently. So looks like very, very, very soon that Alex Bregman is going to sign with either the Cubs, Red Sox, or the Tigers. So interested to see where Bregman, someone who's linked to the Phillies for a hot second there, this winter. Not going to the Phils, but looking like Cubs, Red Sox, or the Tigers. So that is the update on Bregman. Number three, according to Dave Roberts, manager for the Dodgers, looks like expect Yoshinobu Yamamoto and one of the new prizes of the offseason, Roki Sasaki. Both Yamamoto and Roki Sasaki will start in the Tokyo series. In very, very well, that's one like mid March. I forget who they're playing. Are they playing the Padres? I thought that was who it was last year. But either way, the Dave Roberts announcing that Yamamoto and Sasaki to start in the Tokyo series right there on their home soil. So that's pretty cool. Yamamoto's that rotation is just insane. Last thing before we get out of here, Happy birthday to one of the better color commentators on the radio. Kevin Stocker turned 55 years old, was a part of the 93 Phils team, finished sixth in Rookie of the Year voting that year, hit 324, had a 409 on base, 125 OPS plus in 70 games with the Phils in 1993. And happy birthday to one of the men. I'll say this: Stocker has really come a long way. I feel like he really, really got so much better, you know, as time went on, becoming, you know, a part of, you know, the great Phillies radio broadcast between Fransky and, you know, Larry Anderson. And Stocker has really come into his own. He's really found a pocket, and he's really just come into his own. So happy birthday to Stock, turning 55 years old. Feliz cumpleaños. So that will do it for today's episode of Phillies Today right here on Phillies 24/7. Look, man, I'm still basking in. I mean, it's been, what, 4 days since the Birds won? This is just awesome. This is awesome. And we got Phillies pitchers and catchers reporting, you know, most importantly, I guess, for this pod. But come on, man, this is just so awesome. Like, I can't wait. I'm not going to be able to make the parade on Friday, as I'm actually going to be working. You know, got to do what you got to do. But for anyone going to the parade Friday, be careful, be safe, have an amazing time. You know, was fortunate enough to go to the 2018 parade and woke up at 4 a.m. with my friends to take the trolley and train down. And that was, I'll remember that forever. And anybody going down this time and you weren't able to make the 2018 parade, just like live it up, but, you know, be safe and just have, it's truly like, it's what these sports teams, what the Eagles, what the Phils, Sixers, Flyers mean to me, and I'm sure to you as well. It's truly, truly special. So have fun, and man, go Birds, but go Phils too. Of course, because pitchers and catchers have reported. So I will talk to you guys soon.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.